Christ. It is great to be here with you today, and to I'm not really having a sermon. I'm just going to be introducing some people who are going to share. And what is exciting to me is that as we begin this season of growth, this season where we change the colors on the altar and the pulpit to green, which is the for people in times when there wasn't the literacy we have today, this was a symbol of, okay, now we're going to be taught. Now it's about growth. Now this means we're going to grow in understanding and in knowledge. So this next few weeks, we're going to be talking about what are things that we as individuals need in our growth as disciples between us and God, and also what do we as a body, what do we as believers need in our relationship to one another, and how we go out and then have an impact on the world. And so I'm really excited about the opportunity to share some very important things. One person shared with me this week about the importance of reverence for God and the holiness of God and the fear of God, and so we're going to talk about that. If you have any areas that you think would be valuable for us to delve into deeper, please let me know, because I want to spend this time and this series on growth looking at areas where we feel we need to grow as individuals and as a community, because I believe we're never going to stop growing, right? If we stop growing, we die. Really only two options. Either you grow or you die, and so we're not going to die until the Lord's ready to take us, so we're going to continue to grow. With that being said, I want to introduce to you Emil, who's going to share with us about her mission trip. Come up, Emil. Emil is a friend of our family and our faith family, and she has been at Hillsdale this year. And we're excited to have her share today, because she's going to be going to Jordan. So I'm going to give you the mic, and you can share with us what you're going to be doing and how we can pray for you. And at the end of this, we're going to have a time of prayer and commissioning over all of the people we're talking about today and who are sharing.
Good morning, Cross and Res family. It is great to be here. I did just finish my freshman year at Hillsdale College, and it was a year full of growth and challenges. And I remember last fall when I was here and all of you prayed for me and some other graduates, and I don't think those prayers went unanswered. I think God was very present, and the faith of students at Hillsdale College is on fire, and I was just blessed to be a part of that. Yeah, so thank you for praying. God listens and He acts. I'm here to tell you about a trip I am taking in 3 weeks to the country of Jordan, where I will be teaching English to Syrian refugees. I'm doing this with an organization called ELIC, and they send passionate, committed Christians to some of the coolest places on earth, like North Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, even in North Korea. The organization began in China in 1981 and trains thousands of passionate people to work with government and institutional partners who want professional and education services. These services include placement and management of English teachers and teams, consulting, curriculum design, training, and refugee work. From June 22nd to July 24th, I will serve as part of ELIC's Engage Summer Program. I will receive further training than what I've already received, and I will be ready to interact with students who most of them are Syrian on a very personal basis. During the day, we will teach students in the classroom, and in the evening, we will prepare curriculum for the next day and visit students in their homes. We are praying that even though ELIC keeps their Christian mission hidden for the safety of their participants and acceptance from those host countries, that God can use us and our team and all of ELIC as salt on the earth and light to the world. We want to rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. We want to be faithful in hope, patient in affliction, and fervent in prayer. And I would like to ask all of you to share with me and my team in this journey through prayer, support, and encouragement. We really need you guys. In order to do this better, I'd like to briefly share how God called me to serve in Jordan. It was February of last year, and I was waiting. It was February of 2018, and I was waiting to hear back from a summer program I applied to staff at called Summit Ministries in Colorado. I found that to be a very influential program that changed the way I think about how I share my faith and the need for other people to know the gospel and how it impacts their lives. I was really excited to staff there, but they actually said all the spots were filled. And so I was left with nothing to do this summer and a completely open schedule. And around that same time, I was in prayer about what I could spend my summer on. And I had a free moment in the evening at college and asked a friend, what's a YouTube video I could watch of a pastor? Just like, do you have a favorite pastor you would recommend I listen to? I'm just looking for some refreshment. I'm feeling really down. And she recommended David Platt. And he is along the same vein as John Piper. And in this talk I found, I just clicked on the first one that popped up on my screen. It was a video recorded of a sermon he made on the Great Commission and the urgency that Jesus puts into that is that all nations need to hear and they all need to become disciples of him. And he even referenced some numbers about the number of people left who haven't even heard the gospel. It's not just that they have a church in the area they aren't going to or billboards on the highway they don't look at. It's that a missionary hasn't even gone. They haven't heard. And that stirred something in me and it lit a fire. And I asked myself, what is stopping me from answering this call to go to all the nations? And after that night, I was talking about this sermon I heard to some friends, and they brought up to me this organization called ELIC. And then around that time, a woman came into my church at college and shared about what ELIC was and how they want to transform people's lives by teaching them English and sharing the gospel. And I was very hesitant and very doubtful of my own ability to teach English and raise the money and everything. I was just like, it's too big, it's too much, it's not for me. But a couple in Hillsdale who has been very influential in my faith walk really encouraged me to go. And they bolstered my faith and told me, if God wants you here, he's going to provide. Don't be afraid. Go for it. Mm-hmm. And so I filled out the application. I did the phone interview. And I was honest about how I was feeling. It wasn't like it was a neon sign like, Emil, go to Jordan. It was like, we need people. I have an open summer. Okay. Slowly stepping forward, praying about it. And then from people I trusted, they were just affirming that I go. And so I came back Easter break and talked to my parents about it. And although there were concerns about my safety, and especially being a woman in the Middle East, it's not exactly a friendly environment to a Christian woman especially. But they prayed about it, and they had their blessing on me choosing to go. So I committed. And I am so excited. And I think a big thing I've learned through this is that God doesn't use the talented and the gifted and the superstars as much as he uses the willing. And you don't need to be especially outfitted for a certain task. God could actually call you to a task or a mission field where you don't have the skills. But as you go, he provides the strength. As you go, he equips you, and he wants you to step into an unknown area, because even though you don't know what might happen, you know the God who is beside you. And it has been very faith-strengthening to walk this path and to prepare for this, especially since I came in at the last minute. So I'd like to share a few prayer requests I have for the next couple weeks and then for my trip coming up. I'd like you guys to pray for the hearts of my students and for their families, and that God would prepare them for our coming, and that they would be ready to learn English and ready to engage with this gift we're bringing them. Please pray for my team, which is made up of many other college students as well as some professional English teachers, and for all the teams ELIC is sending to countries in the MENA region and in Asia. Pray practically that God's grace would be sufficient for me and my team, and that his power would be made perfect in our weakness. We will face many moments of weakness, from sheer exhaustion to even spiritual attack. And please pray for our persecuted brothers in the Middle East. Pray for the families affected by the wars. Pray for the persecutors. And pray that God's kingdom will come and his will be done so that he may be glorified. Because his glory is the ultimate end of everything we do. Thank you for your support and prayers. And as Paul says in many of his epistles, we thank God for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Can I just ask you, do you have any questions for Emil? Put her on the spot? No? Isn't it awesome to see what the Lord does in young people when we're willing? Where the Lord opens doors. Angela's here. She was in Korea. People, God opens doors to us, you know, when we're willing and we see what he wants to do. So thank you so much for your willingness. We're going to have all of you guys come up later and pray for you. So we'll continue to pray for God to move. Okay, and next we're going to have Chris come and share with us. It's kind of interesting. We have Jordan and we have Germany, and in between we have a domestic mission, and some of our younger folks are going to be going on. So, Chris, share.
Well, for 18 years, my family has participated in Johnny and Friends family retreats. David was just 4, and today he's 22 years old. So, we started going as a family, but the last number of years we've been serving. So this year, Southeast Michigan is hosting their very first retreat. Just last week, I got an email saying they needed 10 more people, and a generous donor has agreed to pay for short-term missionaries that are just held back by funds. So I came to church, and Charity and Trinity agreed to go with me. So we're going to be leaving on Father's Day and serving together there. Then in July, our family serves with Western Michigan, the western side of the state, and we will have a number of people from church going, Wendy and Angela and Andrew and myself. Am I missing anyone? David, if he can get off work, he's a long-haul truck driver. He'll be going. And I want to thank you for those who have been donating their pop cans. We've raised almost $50 now, and we'd like to raise $50 more, and that's going towards Andrew's costs. He received a $300 scholarship last week from Hurdling Handicaps, so that's a big help. So anyway, we're all going to be going together, so pray especially for us with this first-time retreat, and that God would provide the people and bless the families and use it to keep marriages together, because that's one of the big focuses, to strengthen families affected by disability. So,
thank you.
Okay.
All right. And then we also have our deaconess, Norma Polk, who is going to be in Germany, and she's going to share with us what the Lord is doing there. It's pretty fascinating what the Lord is doing. And so,
my husband and I and my family have been going to Germany every year for the last several years, and I have gotten to know people in a church that has fellowship, a Lutheran church there that we have fellowship with. And this church, the first time I met the pastor, he was leading Bible study with Iranian and Afghanis who speak Farsi, and they have Bible studies, and he invited me to have lunch with them. There are 17 of them. And then a few years later, I said, I'm coming back. And he said, there is some changes. And then he has been given his own church, and there are 500 people in there. And last year, there's 1,000 people. And I have witnessed massive baptisms there. And then also in their church, they have sanctuary. So the sanctuary, the church is a sanctuary, is still true in Germany. So the law can't touch the people. So they are, for the refugees, they can stay there, and they have to stay in there, and they can't get out of the perimeter of the church. And the church building is probably smaller than this. There are probably 12 people living in there. So I felt compassion for them, and I would go there and visit and just talk to them, and they really appreciated that we care. I have resigned from administration job here because I do want to focus more on reaching out to people, because I feel like that's my heart, where my heart is. So I decided to contact a friend of mine who is a deaconess in Leipzig. She just got assigned there, working with a similar situation like in Berlin. So we will be working with refugees. So I'm thinking that we are going, I know this is a last minute thing, but I'm thinking of going beginning of July for a week there and to work with refugees. Whatever they assign, I don't have any preconceived notion of what we are going to do. I'm just going to say, here I am. I'm ready to serve. Just tell me what to do. And so if you want to join me, you are on your own. You have to pay your own tickets and everything. But when we get there, we can stay in a place for €20 a day, and then we'll cook our own meals and stuff like that. Right now, is Gary here?
No.
Okay. So anyways, if you want to, you are interested and even thinking about wanting to go for this opportunity, please just talk to me at lunch. Okay?
That's great. Thank you, Dharma. Give her a hand. When we talk about growth, we talk about the amazing gift God has given to us, that he wants to stretch us beyond our comfort zones. He wants to show us things that we're called to do that we cannot do on our own. Because where's the glory in that? The glory is, if we do it on our own with our own ability, it's our glory. But if we do it with his power and his strength and his call and according to his will, he gets the glory. So we want to invite the people who are going on missions. I'm so thankful for Emil sharing with us. What a wonderful call. I remember praying over the graduates, and what God has done in her life has been amazing, and we're so thankful for her being here today. And I'd like to pray, have Annalise and Carol Hart couldn't be here, but Annalise and Hannah come up because they're going to be going to India, leaving after the parish picnic next week. And then have the Norma come up, and the group that's going to be going to Johnny and Friends, come forward. And then whoever wants to come and pray, we're going to pray over them. I think we can have the group, since Angela's here and Wendy's here, we can have the group that's going both in for the South, for Johnny and Friends, that's going next week or on Father's Day. You know, it's going to be the very interesting Father's Day for me. You realize this, eh? I usually have a lot of people home, but everybody's leaving. But I'm happy because they're going on mission. So praise be to God for that. It's going to be very weird. And I just realized that. But anyways, but let's have all those people I mentioned that are going to be going on missions to come forward. And we're going to just ask the Lord for a blessing on you as you go out and share in this wonderful gift.